Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I see you over there with your soul patch. You realize, though, that soul patches are basically bangs for your bottom lip, and you can't grow a pretty beard like this right here.
9.
A wise man with a beautiful mohawk once told me, if you don't hate yourself when you're trying to go to bed, you ain't living right.
Paige.
There are so many rumors out there about me that are untrue. For example, I've never participated in a wet t-shirt contest.
Fat boy.
Every time I see the commercial that says, what's in your wallet? I say the same thing. A condom and a debit card.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks! I got mine, too.
Okay, I was looking. I
thought not you, mine.
I was about to say April Fool's was last week.
Yeah, somebody,
a week ago today.
Somebody dropped the keys in the commode. And, well, apparently they didn't go in after them. And they wound up getting flushed, so the thing stopped up.
How?
Because the keys
they
dropped up the pipe.
They dropped the keys into the toilet.
In the water.
And then...
I don't know if they flushed them or if they
just we don't have automatic flush.
And somebody else came and flushed them behind them and didn't realize they were in there.
Remember the time I was at Target and the old man flushed his glasses. Not my old man, just a old man flushed his glasses down the toilet.
Flushing their teeth down the toilet.
He stood up to do his business and turned around, I guess, looked down at it. And
I do.
Sometimes.
Always. Every
and
time.
He looks down in and I hear him say, whoops, and then.
Yeah.
The toilet just sucked down my glasses.
A lot of money down the toilet.
So,
automatic flush.
Right? Will you write down, just for my own benefit, who the person was? Was it a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that would have been really weird.
I really hope.
I would have been like, oh, my God, what was Cherie Taylor doing in the men's room?
Some initials.
Oh, wow. So they dropped the keys in. We don't have automatic flush. They flushed the toilet and then realized, oh, my God, my keys are in there.
I don't know if that's how it happened. I have to imagine they knew the keys fell in. You'd hear that.
And still flushed it?
I don't know if they flushed it or if they just left them in there and then somebody else came and flushed them behind them. But apparently they didn't want to go in after them. And, like, that's your keys. You kind of need those because you got to – what? You got to get a new house key? And now if you
fob.
Have, yeah, you got a new fob for work, but you got to get – you know, those car keys are not cheap.
No.
You got to get a new one of those.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody who has, that person has a regular car key.
I hope.
Well, see, does he call a locksmith now and say, sorry, I flush my keys?
If you don't have an extra key, then you're going to have to get them to, like, do a mold of your locks and stuff.
What
to
a
get, and that's expensive,
doofus.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. So the whole that's why the whole thing is backed up now.
Yeah.
Because this nut job, this maniac, flushed their keys down the toilet and rather, good Lord, what a
goofball. Dropped them
ball.
In and then they got flushed by somebody else maybe.
And didn't want to go in after them.
Maybe.
Yeah. I was out there doing some market research.
Maybe this person was looking for a tool to stick in there and try to pull it out.
Sure.
While he was here, maybe he went to get some kind of tongs or something.
Some tongs. Is that what Roto-Rooter uses? Is that salad
know.
Tongs?
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not just going to leave his keys in the toilet.
You're going to get something out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Much better.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
Much better. Yeah, the... They were checking to see if it felt better in here, and it does. But they were going to get something out of the kitchen, really?
No, I don't know.
Why would you use a kitchen utensil to go in the toilet? That's disgusting.
Well, I would throw away the I don't know.
If he flushes the toilet again, will it unlock his car?
Maybe.
I'm just trying to think of why somebody just leave the keys in there without retrieving them.
Well, look, I'm the guy who took – I was at a – did I tell the story about how I threw away my belt? when I was at the mall.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I undid my belt to just go number one at a toilet, and as my pants went down, my belt touched rim of the toilet seat. And I took my other hand and pulled that belt through and threw it away. Because look, I realize I could have sanitized it or this or that, but forever I would be thinking about other pee-pee particles all over my fingers. I want other people's, even worse than my own.
Soap washes stuff off.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just a weirdo then. As I get older, I become such a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. Like, used to, I would...
Turn into Howie Mandel.
Not to that point.
Oh.
I will still shake hands with people, but I'll sit there and think about, did they wash their hands or not? And I'm not, like, grossed out by too much. Like the guy on the FOF line who was all, grossed out by people blowing their nose and stuff. That don't bother me at all. I'm not bothered if people hawk up loogies. But if they sneeze near me, I'm freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm glad Fat Boy's not here today.
Yeah, he'd be in here hacking and coughing and sneezing.
All over the... And we're such in a confined room, and it was 84 degrees in here for the first 3 hours of the show.
Yeah, we would have bred some kind of major disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a Petri dish when it's all hot like that. But if it's... If your keys wound up in the water, are you going in after them?
Absolutely.
No? That's a big thing to go after.
I would go to the broom closet and get those gloves, and I'd go in after them.
I'd just go after them, probably.
And get some waders from next door over at Bass Pro.
Yeah.
When I dropped my phone in the toilet, there wasn't anything in it. It was just water. So I went in to retrieve it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
it didn't gross me out.
Well, no, I mean, with the iPhone, it's totally survivable. Now, you can go underwater, but can you go under sewer water with those things?
Ooh.
Like, could he conceivably go over to Malden Road and get his keys out with a fishing rod?
Yeah, good luck finding them. Good luck finding them.
It's like a needle in a haystack.
You imagine over there, that thing takes on, I got a big one over here.
Yeah.
Found him.
Somebody flushed a carp.
Oh, no. I caught a boot.
Found my keys.
Oh, God.
Oh,
man. So now he's got to get, how does that work? Like, if you flush your master, lose your master key, with everything being digital, how do you do that?
Wait, your car key?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get a new fob, key for it.
What a nut job.
Maniac.
He's a maniac.
Between that and having to get house keys replaced or apartment keys or whatever it is, you could, if you don't have extras for those, you could potentially be out a lot of money, especially if it goes as far as they have to do molds of some of that stuff or whatever they do to get you back in.
All right, here's an inter-office email. You're tagged on it too, Jimmy, okay. And so you could see it. Apparently, the young man that was mentioned in, we didn't mention his name, but the initials you wrote down, realized he had flushed the toilet, went downstairs to ask what to do, and then someone came and flushed on top of it.
Oh,
so that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was caught.
Clarity.
And then someone flushed on top.
Flushed on top.
Oh, man. He's stuck here all day.
I might have done it. Because earlier when I went, somebody had not flushed, and I flushed.
Oh, that was you. You flushed his keys on the toilet.
I didn't see any keys.
You owe him a ride home.
I didn't see any keys, or I would have done it. I didn't see anything.
Was there anything on top of it?
Yeah, there was stuff in
there. Okay, well, his keys were right underneath there. You should have fished them out for him.
No, I didn't know they were there, or I would have offered to not flush it, and he could have done it himself.
You see a piece of metal hanging out of it, you're like, what did this guy eat?
That's why you don't just leave it there. You got to go in after it right then, right there in that moment, or else you don't have no keys.
Someone ate their keys.
Oh, man.
Like, that's
them poor keys.
Your keys are in there. You got to go in, too. If my keys are in there, by God, I'm going after them.
God.
I'm not going to take that chance.
Maybe I am a germaphobe. I'm a very one.
You're having trouble with this.
You need, like, these gloves up to your shoulders.
Dude, I double bag my hands when I have to pick up a dog turd at home. Yeah. I do. I put a bag, one of those bags, I put one on my hand, and then, because here's the, I'll tell you something. The warmth is what wigs me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd rather be ice cold.
Yeah, it's
let little, it turn white.
That's what gets me about that.
Handle thing. I don't even touch it.
Oh, God.
That's nasty.
Shame on him for that.
Paige, you going in after your keys, right?
I would, definitely. That's the last one that I have here. I mean, I don't.
You don't really have a choice.
I don't have a choice, and it's going to be like a couple $100 to get that key remade. So
hell yeah.
I'm swimming in head first. I don't
I mean, it becomes a money factor. Like, I'll put my sensitivity about germs and stuff to the side if it invokes dollars.
Plus
yes.
If it's your own, come on.
Yeah, like, I mean, people are texting me, this is gross, I don't want to hear this. Yeah, but what if your kid was on a field trip at the Malden Road sewer facility and they fell in? Are you just going to let them drown?
No, I'm going after them.
You're a bad parent if you don't jump in after them into the sewer.
Why do you think they got life preservers on those tanks?
Yeah, no kidding. They don't want them to drown.
Yeah.
God bless. Well, that's an awful story. It does all make sense now. And, Nine, you're the reason why this young man will not have car keys today.
Well, no, he still should have gone in after him when it happened, because how was I supposed to know they were in there? I didn't know they were in there.
Well, you know what I do is when I go in and it's stopped up and sometimes there won't be a plunger in there, uh-huh. I'll take two pieces of toilet paper and make an X on the toilet seat as to don't use this one, because mm-hmm. yeah. there's no caution tape in there anymore.
We seem to be a little bit more civilized on the lady side, which you can use it if you guys choose to.
No, we can't.
No, of course you can't.
Especially now, this day.
What we do if there's a problem is we take the lid off and put it over the toilet.
You take the lid off.
Over the seat.
The back of the toilet?
Just the lid part and put it there. And then you know there's something wrong, and then you won't try to use it.
Golly. I would have walked in and thought somebody took a double decker if I saw the back of the toilet removed.
Yeah. So you kind of know that someone needs to tend to that.
Right.
Or there is.
We are more civilized than
men. We are. We've got it going on.
Yeah. Well, that's gross, and they should take a week of his vacation away from him for stopping down the system.
Oh, apparently it isn't unusual to find car keys and money and various things like that that gets flushed.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine so, money.
We have a P1 who works at a facility.
God, please call in. I have a zillion questions for you. Like, what if you found something of great value, but it was just really caked in? You'd let it go, wouldn't you? Let it float on down the river. No? I mean, hell.
Yeah. It depends.
I'd be out there with the pressure washer, shooting them all down, trying to look for gold.
Yeah. There's probably all kind of stuff out there. Right, it's nice to know that.
The curse of Duke Island.
I have to find him after we're done and tell him that.
You're stupid.
No,
you're a maniac.
You're not the only one. They find keys quite often at these facilities.
Yeah, but that's usually when people did it by accident, not because they just did it for their own stupidity.
You mean blanks and giggles?
God bless. Oh, man. Well,
yeah. I mean, it was an accident.
On a Monday of all days to happen, yeah. too.
But it is backed up in there, so I guess they're going to have to call the plumber, too.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Let's bring him back on. Hold on. Let me bring up that screen and hit that, and there he is. All right, Jake, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so... you know the thing, are you sure that you want to do this? Legally, I have to ask you that.
You're damn right I do. I need to know if she's cheating or not.
All right. She's the love of your whole life. Yeah. Your whole life now. Earlier it was the love of, but now she's the whole life.
Mm-hmm.
This is it, man. If I don't figure this out, I'm just going to always wonder, and I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Okay. All right. Do me a favor. Just try. We'll call her. I'm going to offer her this little romantic getaway deal. And then we'll find out if she's going to bring you, her boyfriend of the last 11 months, Jake, or some new love, perhaps. All right. Hold on, Jake. Let us work our magic. Hopefully. I say hopefully for Fat Boy's dialing. I called that. I had a feeling.
Well, he was out yesterday, so he forgot how to do everything.
Yeah, just break.
Hang on, man. I do the same thing I do all the time. We pot him down for a second.
Sure. Right. Sure you did.
Hold on.
Same thing.
All right. This is what happens. So when you miss a day of work, you forget how to do things.
Hey, what happened?
That sounds like that's what happened. All right, hold on.
You got a pen?
No kidding. Whisper Zellenberg. All right, hold on. Jake, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I apologize. I know you're very nervous and tense, and this is making it worse. The love of his life. Here we go. Shh.
Hello?
Can I speak to Erica, please?
Who's calling?
Hey, Erica. I'm calling from the bank to say congratulations. Congratulations to you, Erica.
Okay.
You've won, kind of.
What is this about? Are you calling from my bank?
Yeah, I'm calling. Well, I actually, my name's Joe Marzuka. I actually represent Hadamati Contesting Unlimited. We're hired by the bank, I guess, back at the first of the year. The bank, you may remember they had that For the Love of Money contest. It was a Valentine's Day promo. You remember seeing that?
I have no idea. idea. I'm not interested if you're selling something.
Hold on, though. I'm not selling the thing. Let me explain this thing. Your bank had this contest back around Valentine's Day, and the company that I worked for, Hadamati Contesting Unlimited, handled that promotion. And you didn't see all them hearts with the dollar signs, and they had the cutout faces that everybody was taking selfies inside?
No, I never really actually go into the bank, so...
Okay,
yeah.
So anyway, the winner of that at your bank for the Love of Money contest, they won a two-night romantic glamping trip to cozy romantic tree houses in Welford, South Carolina.
Welford?
Yeah, you ever been there?
No.
Well, don't knock it till you try it. I mean, the mountains there are lovely. So anyway, it's a whole weekend deal. You get wine, you get liquor, you get food, you get charcuterie trays, you get car service. They have topless horseback riding, everything you could ever want. And they won that.
Well, that's so I won that?
Well, no, actually, some lady named Marsha Hendricks won it, but she never claimed her prize. We had to wait like 30 days. And guess what, Erica?
I win?
You win! You got it!
Ah!
Marsha Hendricks didn't show up.
Well, this is a nice way to start my morning. Oh, my God.
I know.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you get the whole trip, the whole 9 yards, a weekend romantic getaway.
Well, when is it?
Well, so I got several options as far as weekend availability goes, but first off, I got to fill out a couple things. It'll take 2 seconds. You're Erica, that's E-R-I-C-A, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't have that.
Yeah, right. So I'm checking the spelling because with that romantic getaway, you also get two lover's robes, I think they call them. But really, they're just real nice robes that come embroidered with your name and hearts.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, right? So let's see. Let's see. Romantic getaway for two with Erica. Okay. I need the first name of the person that will be joining you for this lover's getaway. Yeah.
Oh, okay. His name is Jake. J-A-K-E.
Jake. Jake and Erica. That sounds like a match made in heaven. Would you agree, Jake?
Yeah, I would.
Hey, look, Erica, it's Jake. Your boyfriend of 11 months.
Jake's on the phone.
My name is not Joe Marzook. Everyone knows that's the Car King of the Upstate. I'm Matt Mann with Nine and Paige and Fat Boy the Rive Guys on 93.3 The Planet.
Oh, my.
We're on the radio.
I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Oh, thank you.
What is it? Jake, what is this? Is this like a game ticket thing? What is this?
Well, you have a high-pitched squeal with your voice, don't you?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. No, no game, no tickets, nothing like that at all. Jake, you want to tell Erica what this is really about? We're not calling from the bank. By the way, you answered too many questions. I didn't even say the name of your bank, Erica. You could be scammed, possibly.
Absolutely.
But anyway, Jake, take over. What's really going on here?
What's going on, baby?
I don't know. I was going crazy. I called these guys. It's the Rise Guys try to make you guys make you tell them if you were cheating on me.
That's not exactly what he told us. That he felt as though the last 3 months you've been pulling away. You haven't been going over to his place as much after work and vice versa. You've been going out with your friends a lot. He thinks you're cheating on him, or thought you were cheating on him.
Yeah, thought. Doesn't think now, I guess, but thought.
No, Jake. Oh, honey, I love you, baby. I like legit love you. I would never think about
you too.
Goodness, Jake, you are my soulmate, baby.
I'm sorry. I should have just listened to you. I didn't think. I thought I was.
He said that when he came to
you,
that he was paranoid, and it was all in his head. And he mentioned this to a buddy of his, and he said that it sounded like you were cheating. And then, you know, I ain't trying to dig a hole here, but, I mean, she'll hear this later anyway. What about the deal with her apartment?
I went over to your place on the night that you said you were going out with your girls, and I listened at the door, and I heard you in there with the TV on, and... I didn't know if there's anybody else in there, a guy or something, and I just got out, baby. I'm sorry.
You came over to my place the other night? And you were listening.
2 weeks ago.
But you wasn't cheating, though. I mean, so let's...
No, I am not cheating. Okay. No, no.
But he was, you know, just listening outside.
I mean, this is just... He just... Yeah. Look, he professed his love for you. He said you were the love of his life. He said you were his entire life at one point. And people were calling him...
That's...
Go ahead.
This is just hurting my heart. I just can't... I just can't believe... Well, first, I just can't believe that you thought that I was actually cheating, but the fact that it... Jake, that you made this all so public like this, This is hurting my heart.
Bless you. I'm sorry. But everything's fine. I mean, like, look. He stumbled a bit. You know, he thought that more was going on here, and it's not.
No, there is nothing going on. Jake,
listen to me. Listen to me right now, Erica. I love you with all of my heart and my soul. And I believe that when God created our souls, they were supposed to meet up and be together and make a life together. I'm sorry, but I love you. Please forgive me. Just don't. Please forgive me. Okay, guys, is she still there?
I think so.
Well, I'm here. I'm here.
Do you forgive me?
But Jake.
Baby, do you forgive me?
Well, yes. Can we just talk?
Erica, I made a mistake. Okay, I told myself it went this way and you were cheating and I needed to do something. That's why I did this.
What are you talking about? Like,
okay, I may be at work right now and you may be at home, but Erica, I'm down on one knee. Will you make me the happiest man in the world right now and be my wife?
What the
hell? What? I'm saying, this isn't the usual way people do it, but we're not normal, are we?
Nope.
I'm asking you to marry me right now.
Oh, man.
Did she hang up?
No, the light's still blinking. Erica. Yeah.
No, I'm here. I'm just... Jake, you just told everyone you thought I was cheating on you, and I was proved to not be, but now your way of apologizing is to propose?
Just say yes, baby. Say yes.
Well, no. Are you freaking serious right now?
You don't love me?
Jake. Oh.
Oh, Dad, she did hang up that time.
Yeah.
She did hang up that time.
Okay.
Jake, first, Fab, would you know he was going to do that?
I didn't know he was going to do all that.
You really are...
I got worked.
Well, no. I mean, what, you said that if she was not cheating that you were going to, like, you got a ring and everything?
No, I just...
He held his finger in a circle while he did it.
What, like, you weren't even really down on one knee, were you?
I was just... No, I was.
You can't.
No, I was sorry. And
you can't spontaneously propose.
You only get to do it once.
You already did it. Paige's face is in her hands right now, and her head's just shaking side to side. Paige, did he make a faux pas here?
I just think you go from one extreme to the next. It's like you put me on a mood roller coaster. Some, you know, it's like... I don't trust you. No, I love you.
But she passed the test.
I know.
Now he wants to make her his wife.
I think you need to learn. Maybe you need counseling to learn how to communicate.
You should go to her door right now and ask her if she said yes.
But listen in and make sure she's alive first.
Oh, my God.
I want your apartment.
You really, like, what if she had said yes to that? Like, would you consider yourself engaged?
Absolutely.
Did you buddy?
I'm gonna get a damn ring tonight after work.
I bet you won't. You ain't gonna go after work and get a ring.
I bet he would if she said yes.
If all it takes is a ring to make me know that she's serious, then I'll get one. I'll call in tomorrow and let you guys know what she said.
You will not. We'll never hear from you again because she's gonna tell you no again, and that was
bad
idea.
Yes.
You know she ain't. I mean, she. You know, look. If it works out, fine. But that was a bad idea, Jake.
Yeah.
You should have just said, hell, I don't know what these things always bug me because, like, if you find out she's cheating, okay, good, I was right. But then, oh, no, she wasn't cheating. Well, baby, I'm sorry. I thought you were cheating on me. You're damned if you do.
She'll say yes.
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
She'll say yes. Or
these are like those videos you see where the guy proposes and the girl says no and storms away, and you're like, awkward as hell.
Jake, are you saying she'll say yes or she gets the hose again?
Yeah.
What?
Went to your apartment?
All right.
She'll say yes. See, we love each other. Yeah. I know that. I know that now.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So here he is. Is he engaged? We have so many questions to ask Jake. Jake, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks a lot. I knew you guys were popular, but it seems like everybody and their neighbor heard me on the radio last week. I haven't stopped hearing about it.
Oh, say it again. I love that. This has been some hard damn work to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's good when everybody and their daddies and neighbors listen. Great.
It is.
Sorry for you, though. You sound a little downtrodden. I hope you're okay.
Is it bad news?
No. No. First, before I get into, you know, everything that's happened and everything in the last week, I just want to say big old screw you.
Uh-oh.
To the haters out there who called me stupid and all that.
Okay.
I mean,
you caught some of that.
They obviously don't know true love.
Right. That's true. Well, you said she was the true love of your life.
Aww.
She is my true love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hers. And true love can handle good times and bad.
Yeah.
Just like wedding vows. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to necessarily, you know, I mean, it's not like it starts when you say the vows, you know, it starts with true love.
True love.
What we have.
Those wedding vows are very important. You have to take them very seriously.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I also take true love very seriously, and it's what gets you through poor and in the hospital and all that.
Right. That's what the wedding vows say. You're right.
It does.
All right. Yeah. We got to get to the...
Exactly what they say in those words.
I'm telling you, so many people have asked me, like, on internet and in person and all these drinking greets and stuff, what happened? Did the dude call back and say that she, you know, said yes when he went home? Did he even go get the ring? So tell us what happened after the phone call and then ultimately that night. I'm giddy about finding out about this one.
So I bought the ring, like I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went and bought a ring that very night after work.
Okay.
Just like I told you I was going to do.
All right. You got the ring. Did you get her a nice one?
Yeah. Okay. A new one.
Okay. Well, I didn't think it was new. What do you mean
it
was new?
It wasn't a pawn shop or
now you might
got
me thinking it might be
like
used.
That.
Well, how would you? That's a good point there. Like, how would you, if you went, why wouldn't you go to a pawn shop and look for a wedding ring? I mean, they're going to be cheaper.
Yeah, but it would have been someone else's ring. You know, it's different if it's like your family heirloom or something like that. But I wanted something that was from me to her.
So
you know,
didn't
not
go in a back alley somewhere. You bought her a brand new ring.
Right.
All right. And you take it to Eric and propose?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. ..
And? All right. Yeah, she took the ring. She cried. You know, we hugged, we kissed, there was a lot of kissing and hugging and
So she say yes.
Well, she took the ring. She didn't put it on or anything like that. She said that the timing was bad. She said the timing was way off, actually. And when the time was right, she would give me the ring back, and I could re-propose. Or whatever. So
re-propose. You did. That would be a third proposal.
Yeah.
You proposed on the radio while she was at home and you were at work, and then you went that night and bought the actual brand new ring. Went home and proposed. She took the ring, but didn't put. So it's not on her finger. She's not wearing the ring. She just kept it in the box. She has the ring.
Right. Now. But she has it, and she knows I gave it to her, and she wants me to do another proposal when the time is right.
So she kept the ring but did not say yes.
Where's the ring now?
She's got it.
It's at her place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not on her finger, but just at her place.
So Paige, are they engaged?
Well, yeah, if he asked her,
yeah.
Yeah,
they're not.
No. If she said yes, yes.
She did say yes. No, she said yes to the ring, but not to the
yet, but
no.
It's weird.
But what? But I also don't think it'll be like the third proposal. You know, I mean, it's like it's basically it only takes once, and everything else is water under the bridge.
You've already done it twice.
We just played your first proposal 5 minutes ago.
Then you did another one when you got the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to work against you, but apparently it will be the third one. Third time's a charm.
You got to admit, Jake, it's weird.
I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
Maybe that'll be the story to tell the kids about one day. I mean, it's a little weird. The timing was off.
All right, maybe it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I screwed up a little bit, but like I said before, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I love that girl, and I told her when the dust settles and the mood is right, give me that ring back, and I will ask you again, sweet baby. I don't care if I'm wearing a Sunday suit, standing in the mud. I'll get down on my knees, and I'll get down one knee, and I'll ask you again.
So kind of, you know, the third time, she's basically going to propose to you because she's going to give you the ring so you can ask her.
That's odd.
But she'll be saying yes by giving you the ring in advance of that. She's basically going to propose to you kind of the third time.
It's a third proposal, but she's doing it.
That's probably better anyway.
How? I mean, okay, you know what? I don't want to sit here and crap all over your relationship. Does she know you're calling in today?
Oh, goodness.
She does know I'm calling. Yeah, she does know.
Oh, okay. What's up? I wanted to say what's up to you, Erica. It's a weird situation. I ain't trying to second guess the way you're thinking, but that's just weird.
Do you know when you're getting married, or is this another proposal?
They're not engaged yet.
I'm asking him a question. Do you have an idea of what you really want to do before you the third time starts?
It's a great question, Paige.
Just to let her know.
I don't know what she said either.
I mean, it'll probably depend on when it happens. You know, like that it'll just what time of year and everything, that'll probably influence what I do in the proposal.
So how long do you think the waiting period is on this?
Come on.
I mean, like, are we gonna wait till like the beginning of summer? What, right. Like, when does the dust settle and the time is right?
Summer would be nice. Summer would be good.
Okay, technically she has
summer.
Wait. She has a promise ring, that's what it is.
It's a promise ring?
Well, if there's no engagement.
She's not wearing it, though.
You wear a promise ring. This is an engagement ring.
But he doesn't
she
know
isn't
when he's
wearing.
Getting married.
It's the same ring that will be the engagement ring when she decides it's time to propose to him to give her the ring.
By this way of thinking, before he gave the ring to Erica, he was engaged to Walmart or wherever he bought the ring.
What the heck?
Because Walmart or whoever it was that wasn't wearing the ring, and nor is she.
That's true.
So he's not engaged right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time, how about this? When the time is right, you call back and let us know what happened with that. Talking to you, Jake.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What's going to happen next? He's going to buy her a house, and when the time's right, he can live in it.
He can move in when the time's right.
So weird.
I bought you a car, and I'll give you the keys when the dust settles.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm happy for you. Truly am. You got to admit, it's odd, though. It's very odd. I'm sorry for over-modulating there, but it's very odd.
I guess it's weird, but I mean, it is a promise ring, but it's not like we're in sixth grade or something. It's like a much more serious promise ring than that. It's just because it is an engagement ring.
Yeah, I don't think you made it that far. Well, listen, I'm proud for you. Invite us to the wedding and let us know when she finally says yes. Or when she says yes, you can ask me to marry you again, and then hopefully she says yes.
Yeah.
What a life. Thank you, Jake. Thanks for coming on, for
awesome.
Real. We
appreciate
you.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Right. No, totally. One more question on the way out.
He seems so pissed at me.
All right,
hell.
Never mind. I was going to ask him.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was trying to ask him if they were going to, when they get engaged, do they join their Facebook accounts into one, or do they wait till they get married first?
That's what you know.
Oh, yes. The joint account.
Dude, at this point, she could say he has to take her name, and he would. I mean, at this point, oh, my God.
Not was anything wrong with that.
That's the oddest thing I've ever heard as far as an engagement goes. That she took the ring, but is not wearing it yet. But when she feels the time is okay, she forever has them in her purse.
Yes.
Or excuse me, her bag.
Her bag.
Forever. Well, she runs that relationship now. She has got him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It started with him thinking she was cheating.
What a story.
How the leverage just shifted entirely to her.
It's not normal, but baby, we're not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no crap.
He's telling everybody he's engaged. And when he tells them that story, he gets clowned.
All right. Well, what an update, Lord! I hope the next ones are so good too. We're going to we'll take Incredible. A break. We'll get to your calls 1-800-774-0093. You can tell us your thoughts. I am already being called. No wonder no one would come on for an update. Matt, you just treated him like hell. I didn't treat him like hell. First of all, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you hear what he was saying?
I mean, it was kooky. It was nuts.
It was whacked.
And I kept saying, but congratulations to you. I hope it works out.
He's a maniac, that guy.
Got a real pretty face.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.